We continue our study of the seven seals of Revelation as we parallel those to the seven layers in the book of Daniel. We're moving on in Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, to the fifth seal, and I read, "And when he broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, wilt thou refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth?' There was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer until their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, should be completed also." Now let's just think about this for a moment. The fifth layer of the book of Daniel is judgment. In fact, let's turn to Daniel, the seventh chapter, and just read what it has to say about this judgment and when it goes on. It says, starting with verse 9, Daniel 7, "I kept looking until thrones were set up or cast down." And actually, by cast down, it means they threw down a rug and they sat on it. That was a throne setting for judgment. "The Ancient of Days took his seat. His vesture was like white snow. The hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames. Its wheels were a burning fire. A river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands were attending him. Myriads upon myriads were standing before him." This would represent angels. "The court sat and the books were open." Now, what books are we talking about here? The Bible says that there's books of record, books of deeds. Why does God need to keep track anyway? Doesn't God have a good enough memory? Well, surely he does. Actually, God's ways are what are on trial. Satan accused God of being unfair, withholding good from angels and from people, not allowing liberty, true freedom to come, and happiness to all. And so God's allowing a period of time, 6,000 years approximately so far, when it's proven and demonstrated that God's ways bring health and happiness and life and better relationships, and Satan's ways bring destruction and death and unhappiness. And so there comes a time we call the pre-Advent judgment. In fact, let's look here in Daniel, the 7th chapter, starting with verse 21, where it's interpreting the vision that Daniel saw. He says, "I kept looking, and that horn was waging war with the saints and overpowering them." The horn being the little horn that waged war during the Dark Ages, 1260 years. "Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was passed in favor of the saints of the highest one, and the time arrived when the saints took possession of the kingdom." Here you have three events: the Dark Ages, persecution of the saints, the judgment, and then Christ's second coming when his people take possession of the kingdom. And notice the judgment is before the second coming of Christ. So we call this the pre-Advent judgment. During the time of the end, from the French Revolution on, the Bible calls that the time of the end. Many things happen. The gospel goes to the whole world. Knowledge is increased. Men run to and fro. There's a time of trouble such as never is, etc. Many things happen during this 200 plus year period that we've been living in called the time of the end. One of the events is the pre-Advent judgment in heaven. The court sat, the books were open, and God allows the universe to see what has taken place. It's kind of like at the end of an experiment in a laboratory. You've taken charts, taken record of everything that's been done, then you tally up the results. That's what the pre-Advent judgment is all about, tallying up the results, because technically God is the one on trial. And so the pre-Advent judgment coming before the coming of Christ is what's represented by the fifth seal in the book of Revelation, the fifth layer in the book of Daniel. And many of us believe that that judgment is going on now in heaven. We are near the end of time. Jesus is soon to come. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.